TK and Slats on this special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast. We are broadcasting live from Mudgee outside the Butcher Shop Cafe. I've got to say, the main street going off currently with the 10,000 population roughly in this Mudgee district. There's going to be hopefully thousands and thousands at the track later on today, and they've got a beautiful day for the running of the Mudgee Cup. It's worth $50,000. In fact, there's 8 races today here in Mudgee, and each of those races is worth a whopping $30,000, so it's really good cash.
Yeah.
And a lady who's hopefully walking away with a fair bit of that prize money is Gaina Williams. She's got a runner in the cup and also another couple on the day, a local lady who's been here for quite some time, very proud to be having such a good day in Mudgee as well. Gaina, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone.
Yeah, you've had a busy morning so far, haven't you? You've been up working, no doubt, at the track.
We have been. Been a bit of a rush this morning, but it's all good.
Yeah, it is good. Special day, isn't it, when the big cup day happens in your local town? I know you're very passionate about racing in Mudgee.
Love it, actually, here in Mudgee. I've only actually been here a couple of years. Was originally at Bathurst and then Grafton and then Gulgong, but been in Mudgee for 12 months and loving it.
You're the only female trainer in the area, I think, aren't you?
In Mudgee, yes.
In Mudgee?
Mudgee, yes.
Have you got any apprentices coming through?
No, not at this stage, actually. They're quite difficult to find. But, yeah. No, I don't have one at this stage.
How many horses you got in work?
Only 15 at the moment.
15?
Yeah,
that's
15.
Bit of busy enough, though, isn't it?
Oh, it is a little bit, probably coming up to Christmas, yes.
Yeah, which is good. Now, let's talk about the Cup. And you've got, it's an outside chance at the moment, Strong Boy, but he's coming off a victory. How's Strong Boy going?
He's good. He's pulled up well from his last run. It was a really good win at Orange. I was quite impressed by his win, but this race today will be a lot harder for him, a lot more depth in this race today. So he's fit and well, so we'll just hope that he can perform well today.
Well, good form coming into it at least. What else have you got? Is Galaxy Warrior running today?
No. He's only just resumed in the middle of November for this prep.
So. Okay. Other horses today?
Griffin's Gaze. He's in race 4 in the Country Maiden. He's a nice horse in the making, I feel. Just needs a little bit more time.
And Continental Drift in race 4?
He hasn't raced for 2 years. He's a newcomer to my stable, but he's a dyed-in-the-wool stayer, so he was an emergency. He did get a run today, so we'll just see how he goes today.
Gate number 6 for Strong Boy in the Cup, so should probably get a nice enough run.
That's an ideal gate for him. We were originally riding him a little bit on the speed, but we took him to Sydney, he had a run down there, and Tommy Berry rode him and recommended we ride him a bit quieter, and I think he was spot on, and that's how he was ridden last start, and I think it proved to be successful with him.
So. Gaina, just a general one as far as training is concerned, and how for people to understand how hard it is to train a winner anywhere, anywhere in the state. You'd love to train a couple in your own backyard today, but yeah, we've got Sydney trainers coming to Mudgee, wherever you went. You mentioned Orange or wherever you go. Some of the bigger Sydney stables, and just on the fringe of the Sydney stables, they all come out. It's because they're all desperate just to win, and it's so hard to win in the city, and that makes it hard to win in the provincials, and then they push out further to the country, and that makes it harder to win in the country.
It does, but it's good for the race clubs to have all these.
Oh, it's terrific.
You know,
it makes it tougher
trainers.
For you, though.
It does, but we just probably have to go a little further west. But the increase in the prize money naturally has prompted more Sydney trainers to travel out here. The horses that maybe they are bringing out here years ago, they probably would have sent to the bush to be trained.
That's right.
But they're keeping hold of them now because the prize money's so good.
Yeah, absolutely. A hot day for them. How are they going to cope in this heat?
Yeah.
I hope they cope well, probably better than I will.
I'm not even going to, we had a couple of text messages earlier about what sort of precautions are in place for the horses at race meetings. Well, it's the most complicated theory in the world. It's all about this bowl theory, but they're well looked after, the horses. It is expected to be a hot day, though.
They are well looked after. A lot of trainers just they put their horses first, and they'll be hosed today numerous times and as best they can, and hosed and walked and cooled
Gaina,
properly.
As a local trainer here at Mudgee, it's your cup day. We wish you all the success. We mentioned how good it is for the prize money. This showcase, it's a Racing New South Wales Racing Showcase meeting, which means a minimum $30,000 in all the races, including $50,000 in the Robert Oatley Magic Cup. And we wish you all the best. It'd be great to win your local cup in your first year here.
It would be wonderful. But anyway, we're in it. So
you're in there,
Joy. Yeah, you are.
In there punching away.
Good luck, Gainer.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Gainer Williams.
Thank you.